that's penalty enforcement is one of them, because we can measure how long it takes to report, announce, enforce, and have the next ready for play.
I thought I had a better perspective of it. Mm-hmm. But when the game ended, I was able to look at it. I realized, no, he was dead right. I didn't even get involved. Right. So that's what I mean by just letting the pros be pros.
Right.
The important part of this
is
that, was it touched by team B after it was beyond?
Even if you're not a good communicator, just have the will to be.
Mikey DeFee, who is one of my closest friends in the world. I'd never get in an airplane with him, but I get in his Ford F-150 truck. It's probably got a lift kit on it because he's not very tall.
Episode 79 today.
Yeah, I think so.
That's what I got written down. Hopefully I got it right.
That's okay. It'll be on the beginning of this, cover.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
At any rate.
So here we are. We're back again today.
We are.
Together.
In person.
No guests, just Dwayne and I, like the old days.
Yes, just how we started.
Yep, that's right. So, and I'm going to see if we can make that feel like it was back in the old days.
Just raw?
Just raw. Just real raw.
Okay. We'll give it a shot.
All right. So thanks for everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us and participating. Emails, you know, all kinds of good stuff. So thanks so much. Patrons, always a pleasure. Very, very appreciative of that. You know, somebody was sent me a message and said, hey, I donated $20 to Patreon, but then I didn't realize it was like every month, so I had to cancel it. So I'm sorry I had to cancel. I go, hey, no apologies, man. It's all good. That's the normal.
That's
if people that want to give more than the dollar, that's what everybody does. So, you know.
Yeah, we should probably explain it again. We haven't explained it in a while, but Patreon, it's set up so you can do monthly contributions, a dollar or more, right, a month. And so they don't make it easy for you to donate, to make one-time donations.
Like a GoFundMe. You
right,
know, it
exactly.
Like that.
So if you want to do that, then you do the sign up for like $20 a month if you want to give $20, and then you just cancel it after they take your money
right.
out. So unfortunately.
So that was kind of a fun little exchange, but all good.
Yeah.
It's like no need to apologize. Thank you so much for even thinking about us and contributing. So that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah. So thank you, patrons.
So what's new with you, Dwayne? Anything good?
Nothing too much.
Standard.
Just the daily grind. we're just talking about it. Just still wondering about what the season might look like and that sort of thing. But, you know, the more you wonder, it's, you know, it's stuff out of your control, right? But can't help but to wonder, at least, how it's going to look.
Sure.
So,
I mean, it's looking up. You know, there's like locally for our state, at least the high school level is starting to put out some information that is kind of intriguing and hopeful. Red Arbiter Sports is being pretty helpful with you know associations and that contribution and those. You know, Arbor Sports as a whole, you got to be a member of that, right? So they're being real open-minded with it. So everybody's working together, it seems, to try and make things smooth as possible.
Right.
Which is good, but we'll wait and see. Because then you look on the other side of it, and you listen to these science people.
Right.
And they say Wave 2 is coming in August. So, you know. Who knows? We just got to take it one day at a time. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Be ready.
Exactly. Just be ready.
Yep.
Stay ready.
That's right. So, good. Okay. Everything's good over here. Normal, nothing big deal. Just here we go.
So, and then how do we reach us? Normal channels.
Yep.
So podcast wise, I mean, looking at the stats, right?
Yes. Go ahead.
Like most people listen through.
Go ahead.
iTunes.
I always wanted
Go ahead.
Yeah.
New Yorker or something.
Yeah. iTunes.
Yeah. Most of the people listen to iTunes and Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. So. Keep doing that.
That's right.
I keep saying Google Play, but the percentage of people on Google Play.
Pretty small.
It's fairly small. So wherever you can listen to us, do it. You can do it on the website as well, rule11officials.com. Please email us. Continue to send us email.
Please.
Hope our spirits maybe a little bit. I don't know. But rule11officials@gmail.com. And then at the Twitter, at rule11officials.
You know, I'm just thinking that we've had some, we've been blessed every year with great people that have come on here and help present. And it's just another year of that. And I just wanted to say something regarding the guests that we've had this year. I mean, it's been, we've been pretty lucky. And I think the listeners are getting some of that, something out of all those talks. So
we've been a solid group again this year. We have some upcoming guests are going to be just as good. So
new too,
and new.
It's going to be really good.
Stay tuned.
Yes. So what are we doing today?
We're
bringing it back to the old.
Yeah, we're talking just some basic fundamental. Rules talk, right?
Yes.
And what do we, what do you have down here?
I have as far as like a title goes, during related runs.
Yep.
So running plays.
Yep.
Last runs.
Yep.
And penalties. So all the stuff that we're going to talk today has something to do with foul. So there's no clean play here. Everything's going to be dirty. And we'll work through some things. Because we got an email back, a couple months ago, maybe not that long, a month or two ago, about this topic and how there's been some confusion around it at times. And so we've been thinking about it for a little while, and this is how we're going to try and work through it.
Yep. For people who know it, it's just a refresher. I always like getting refreshers, so it's top of mind. But then there's, I'm sure there's some people that this may be kind of new to, or...
Right.
At least how we present it may be new. So let's hope it helps.
It just can, some of this stuff can get confusing, but at the end, I think we'll have it pretty well simplified to where it's really not that hard if we just take our time.
Yeah.
Realistically. So, how about a quote of the week?
Quote of the week, kind of try to choose something that was, I don't know, at least I was kind of feeling. This one's from Anne Frank.
Okay.
Remember her?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she said, I don't think of all the misery, but of the beauty that still remains. So
very nice. Very nice. Very, what was the word I wanted to use? What's the phrase I want to use? Optimistic and for the times we're in at the moment. So okay, let's do this. Let's bring it back like we used to just talk. Let's just talk.
Yeah. So we're talking about kind of fouls that involved a running plays, basically.
Yep.
A specific set of running plays. We're not gonna delve into like running plays with the result of the plays in the end zone. I don't think we are, right?
No. Well, there's one just to cover, and it's not real. It's not real tough. It's one to cover.
Yeah.
A definition.
Okay.
That I was reading, and it was interesting to me because I've never really used the term.
Yeah.
And it'll make sense when we get there. But
we usually start with like definitions, right?
That's right.
Of things.
Yep. And so let's see. I have two definitions I want to read.
Yeah.
One is running play in a run, and the other is spot where the run ends.
Yeah.
Those are the two I wanted to cover.
All right.
So the first one is running play in runs. That's Article 4 within one of the definitions. So a running, this is A. Subsection A, a running play is any live ball action other than during a free kick play, a scrimmage kick play, or a legal forward pass play. So we had that talk earlier that, right, you talked about the plays, and if it's not one of those three, it's a running play.
Yeah.
Right? So always remember that. That's the simplified way. And then B is a run is a segment, or a run is that segment of a running play during which the ball carrier has possession. And they said segment, meaning, and we'll get to it, there's potential for many running plays, right?
Right.
Okay. And C says, if a ball carrier loses possession by a fumble, backward pass, or illegal forward pass, the spot where the run ends is the yard line where the ball carrier loses possession, so i.e. that segment. The running play includes the run, and the loose ball action before a player gains or regains the ball or is declared dead. So that's some of the meat of the stuff we're going to talk about today.
Yep.
Is the run and then the loose ball action that occurs with that. Okay. And then obviously the end, a new running play begins when a new player or the same player regains possession and starts to run again. So we can, that's where we can have multiple runs.
Yeah. So, yeah, that kind of frames it really well. The important point for me is that you can have many runs.
Always remember that.
Running plays.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially
it down.
When things get wild on paper or on the field. You just, that's why we have bean bags to try and keep track of those things. If we have multiple runs, we just need to piece it together. And
sometimes
it takes two or three people. So the other definition, like I said, was spot where run ends. Now, there's eight total of these in the rule book. There's eight definitions of where a run ends. But today, we're only going to deal with four of them.
Okay.
Because the other four really don't have any variance to this, okay?
Hit
to
me.
What we're going to talk about today.
Hit so, me with them.
Like I said in the previous little definition there, a spot where the run is where the ball is declared dead in player possession. So just a standard, the run is over.
Yeah.
You got tackled. Okay,
yeah.
That's the easy one. The next one is B. This is where a player possession is lost on a fumble.
Okay.
So that's, we said that before.
Yep.
And then C is where handing of the ball occurs. So when the quarterback hands the ball off to another player, that's the end of a run.
That's the end of that run.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll talk a little bit into that in a minute. And then the one that I knew but I didn't know.
Yeah.
Is H. Where a player possession is gained under the provisions of the momentum rule.
Gotcha.
So if we have momentum, that's the end of a run. I always just use the momentum spot.
Yeah.
But after reading and studying again and getting deeper into it again, that's an actual end of a run.
Yes.
Which was interesting. So
no, that's a great point. I think most people say that's the momentum spot.
Right.
But if you think of it more as the end of the run, it helps you with the enforcement, I think.
Yeah.
At least it helps me with enforcement.
Well, so. if we go back to our normal basic spot enforcement, right?
Yeah.
And the basic spot is the end of a run.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Is one scenario. And we know that the team that's not in possession fouls somewhere, whether it's beyond or behind, it's always enforced from the basic spot.
Yep.
Which now goes back to the end of the run.
Correct.
Which is also the momentum. So it's got a lot of twists to that, but they're all the same thing. I just never really used it that way. So that was a good learning thing for me again as well. So
cool.
Okay. So let's get into some of this stuff. So I'm basically just going to talk about some situations where we have fouls during runs, during fumbles, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then Dwayne's going to get into some of the more challenging pass plays where we can enforce stuff at the last run.
Yeah.
And that one, I know, I love it because that one is, it. That rule is one that you can utilize like the Matt Mills way of doing things, check boxes.
Yeah.
Because there's things that have to be checked off to utilize that rule. And Dwayne's going to do a great job within that one. So, but first let's just start with some basics. Okay.
Yeah. Let's hit the basics.
Okay. So, when the related run, let's go with two basic spots real quick to refresh.
Yeah.
If the related run or a run ends behind the neutral zone, we
correct.
Know that for team A, the basic spot's previous spot and a 3-1 principle.
Yeah.
Okay. And then if the related run ends beyond, it's the end of the run. So I wanted to touch on that real quick. So I'm going to start with a couple examples where that run or that related run ends behind the neutral zone. Okay.
So I just like being clear about things, and this may be super obvious to everyone, what related run means.
Yeah.
Right? And related run means the segment of the play in which a foul occurred.
Yes.
And so, obviously it happened during that run segment. So.
Yeah, and if I go through all my bullet points correctly, I'll probably hammer that point home over and over and over again, because that is really realistically what the related word is used for, is for penalty enforcement, because it's within the basic spot in penalty enforcement. So a run is a run, but when you have a foul during a running play, then we have a related run along with the foul. So That's what Dwayne's talking about, and that's something that I keep hammer home for myself to make sure I differentiate the two. Okay, so behind the neutral zone.
Related.
I try to use the same yard line like old Matt does, but I don't do it everywhere, and we'll see why. Second and five at the A30, okay?
Yep.
So A7, the quarterback, is sacked at the A25. So we have a run that ends behind the neutral zone, right?
Correct.
And then the defender, B90, is flagged for a personal hands the face foul on his tackle as he's getting there. So we have a personal foul on the defense. The related run ends in the backfield of this foul.
Yes.
So our enforcement spot is the previous spot. We're just going to enforce that from the previous spot, automatic first down, 15 yards, to the 45-yard line. So the end of the run is behind the neutral zone. We need to remember when Team A run ends behind the neutral zone, the basic spot is the previous spot for enforcement.
Oh, and so in this case, it doesn't matter where B90 fouled, right?
No.
It's just going to be like, yeah, okay, just making sure.
Yeah, because anytime we and that's why I try to use all of these fouls on this talk is going to be by the team, not in possession.
Okay.
So we'll always keep it simple for it's going to be the penalty will be enforced from the basic spot. Within the related run rules. Okay?
Okay.
So I got one more.
What you got?
Behind. No, I don't. I'm going to beyond. Sorry. I have two.
That's beyond.
I have two of the same that are beyond, but a little different. Okay, so second and 15 at the A30. So mm-hmm. We're a little bit backed up. Must have been sacked on first down. So A7 hands the ball to A20 at the A25. So remember, the quarterback handed it off in the backfield. So the first run is now ended.
Yes.
In the backfield.
Yep.
And the running back, A20, now has possession. So we have a new running play that starts in the backfield.
Yep.
A20 runs to the A33 where he's tackled. Okay.
Okay. So two runs.
So you have two runs. The result of the play is a 3-yard gain. Okay.
Gotcha.
To the A33. Right at the snap, B90 is flagged for a hold, like a pull and shoot to help tackle this runner, which effectively happened because he got only a 3-yard gain.
Okay.
Now, technically, and I'm just going to say, technically, with an asterisk.
Yeah.
Depending on when this foul occurred, you could say that this happened while the quarterback was handing the ball off.
Yeah.
And it was related to that run.
Correct.
Now, on the field, do we get that technical? In my opinion, no.
Yeah.
We would go to the tack this on from the end of the play.
Right.
Right. So, but technically, per the rule book, mm-hmm. that's what the segments are. But keep it simple. Right.
Keep it simple. But no, that's a good point because suppose there was some delayed handoff or something like that, and it was, the foul occurred clearly before that delayed handoff, then you would want to put it on the first run. So,
which would be the previous spot.
Yeah. So just good point to know that there's two runs.
Yep.
And another example, I'm just trying to think of examples where that first run might come into play. And maybe a reverse or something like that takes a long time to develop.
Sure.
Things like that. There's two runs
that's a great example for some element of time.
Yeah.
For things to happen.
Yeah. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Okay. So now I wanted to shoot with that. We're going to go to that momentum example.
We're going to use
that rule, that definition H.
Yes.
Okay, so this is just a standard momentum example. Nothing funny, just standard. Okay, so A first and 10 at the A35. The quarterback, A7, throws a pass to A80. The pass is intercepted by B25 at the B3, and his momentum takes him into his end zone. And then A80, the intended receiver, tackles B25 in the end zone by grabbing and twisting his face mask.
Both, wow.
Okay. grab and twist. So we have momentum.
Yeah.
If you need to know more about momentum, we have a show about it. Listen to that.
Yeah.
But to this topic, the end of that run ends at the 3-yard line.
Correct.
Where the momentum occurred.
Correct.
So that's our basic spot for enforcement.
Yes.
Okay, so we're just going to tack this on to the end of the play from the momentum spot or the end of the run, as this topic is talked about. So we're just going to go from the 3 to the 18 for that face mask foul. So these first three are real kind of simple, baseline, straightforward.
Yes.
We're going to go to, now we're going to, we'll change it up a little bit here in a second.
Just to kind of drill into your brain that the team not in possession, we're going from the basic spot, and then we figured out three different basic spots here, right?
So. Yep. That was the key. I wanted to find the basic spot from the previous spot.
Yep.
On in relation to the end of one run.
Yep.
The basic spot on the end of the run in relation to a foul that and a run that ends beyond the neutral zone.
Yep.
And then the momentum, tricky one that came to me. Okay?
All right. Cool. All right.
Okay, so now what I want to do now is there was a I read earlier.
Yes.
Where player possession is lost on a fumble or when handing the ball occurs is the end of a run. So now we're going to add some fumbles into the situation. And I think this is one of the sections where some people can just get maybe overwhelmed. I don't know. It's really pretty simple if you just break it down. And that's what we're going to try and do. Okay, so I'm going to go with a couple examples. I believe I'm going to make sure I got this right. Yes, I think two examples where the related run ends behind the neutral zone. Okay. So the first start of the play, A second and 10 at the A 30.
Yep.
So again, A 7 hands the ball to A 20. So we have another end of a run there. B99 grabs and twists A20's face mask at the 20-yard line, so behind the neutral zone. Mm-hmm. But he fumbles there. He fumbles at the 25. Sorry. He fumbles at the 25-yard line, which is 5 yards behind the neutral zone.
Yep.
The smart quarterback picks up the fumble and recovers it and then runs to the A40 where he's tackled. Must be a quick guy. So the result of the play here is a 10-yard gain.
We have three different runs in this play, right?
Yes. We have the quarterback handing off.
Yep.
With the running back run, fumble.
Yep.
And then A7 recovering and running again.
Okay.
And his tackle. So, yeah, correct. We have three runs. So now we have to find out which one of these three runs does this foul for the face mask, which one of these runs is it related to?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So, obviously, A 20 had the ball when the foul occurred. So during his run, second run.
Yes.
So that's the one this is related to. So that since that was in the backfield, we got to go back to the previous spot as our basic spot.
Yep.
15 yards from the 30 to the A45, automatic first down on the ready. Okay. Pretty basic. Now I'm going to change that a little bit.
Okay.
And this is where precise communication comes into play.
Yeah.
A second and 10 at the A30. Same yard line, same everything.
Yep.
It's all going to be the same. Just the result's going to be different. A7 hands the ball to 20. B99 grabs and twists the face mask. A20 fumbles at the 25, just like the previous. And then A7 recovers the fumble and runs to the 50-yard line where he's tackled. Okay? So
okay.
Now we have the result of the play is a gain of 20 yards.
Yeah.
So we know we're just going to flip the mic on after we know what we got.
Yep.
And we're going to say face mask major. I'm not going to say that on the microphone, but I like to say it. It's declined. Result of play is first down.
Correct. And I think you're illustrating here that we have, again, we have three runs here,
mm-hmm.
right? But, and normally we'd think, oh, we tack it on because it's a B foul, but no, you got to know the play segment that happened in or the related run.
Yep.
It was the second related run.
Yep.
It was the second run that it was related to, and so which ended behind, and so yeah.
Yep.
So.
So I guess you know you when you were saying that, it, like the little light bulb kind of came. if you, on the field or on paper, figure out how many runs there are,
yeah.
And any time you get to the last segment, tag it on.
Yeah.
That's the easy one. If it's fouls in the last one, tag it on.
Yeah.
But you got to find those segments, okay?
But, and you were talking about communication, not this one, but when somebody's reporting this foul and there's three runs, you got to tell be explicit about which segment or which run it was during,
right,
or else we'll get this wrong,
yep,
on the field.
And so simply would say, hey, Dwayne, during A20's run, I had a personal foul, face mask, defense number 90 or 99. And then that would start keying in some information.
Yep.
Okay, well, that was the second run, so here's our information. This is our enforcement. So we're going to decline that one. We're gonna move on with the results of the play as a 20-yard gain. So that's better for us there.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a good way to report that.
Okay, so now we're going to move to some examples that are beyond the neutral zone.
Okay? Beyond. Okay.
So same yard line, second and 10 at the 8:30.
Yeah.
But we're gonna have a pass or two in here.
Oh, okay.
So we gotta know what segment. So A7 throws a pass to A80. The pass is caught at the A40, so 10-yard gain so far. And then the A80 is stripped by B31 at the 50. So after he caught it and ran 10 yards, the defender stripped the ball from the offensive player at the 50-yard line. So the 50-yard line is the fumble spot. That's where we should have a bean bag on the ground.
Yep.
Okay. Then B20, his teammate recovers the fumble and returns the ball all the way down the field to the A10 where he runs out of bounds. Okay.
So B20 the teammate of the guy that stripped it.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep. So it was one of those scoop and scores.
Yep.
The safety was coming upfield from the backfield and picked up a quick recovery and ran down the field. So we have result of play is a change of team possession, dead out of bounds at the 10-yard line.
Yes.
Okay. So also we have a foul by Team B, the 10-yard variety. I just want to put a number. It doesn't matter what foul, right?
Right.
The premise is we just need to know where enforcement is. So there's a 10-yard variety foul by Team B during A80's run before the fumble. Okay.
Okay.
So this is, obviously, Team B does not have clean hands.
Yep.
So they can't keep the ball. Okay. So we just need to find out where this foul is related to this which run. But in this scenario, we only have one run.
Yeah.
Because the run from A7 before he throws a pass.
Yes.
Is not a run. It's within the pass play.
Correct.
Right? Yep. So we need to remember that.
Yep.
Okay, so in this scenario, we have one running play. Okay, so basically where the fumble is, where we have our beanbag, that's our enforcement spot.
Okay.
At the 50, I believe. Yep, at the 50. So we're going to go 10 yards from the 50-yard line to the B40, and we're going to be on the ready for play. Now, I wanted to throw a clock refresher. This is a little sidebar.
Yep.
Let's say the same play happened, and it was 1:32 in the second quarter. What do we do with our game clock when we're out of bounds, under two, in the second and fourth quarters? I want to make sure we get these right, because sometimes people will go on the snap on these,
yeah,
because we have a ball out of bounds.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this is a Team B player that went out of bounds, so that rule doesn't matter. So we're going to go back to the ready for play. If we were under two, I wanted to throw that in real quick for a clock refresher. So that was a simple one. We're going to a little bit deeper here in a second. Now, let's see. Here's another example that's beyond the neutral zone. Same yard line, same everything. A7 throws a pass to A80.
Yeah.
Pass is caught again at the A40. And then A80 is stripped by B31 again at the 50. Same thing. A82, the teammate of A80, recovers the fumble and runs to the B45.
Gotcha.
Where he's tackled. So during the fumble, B31 held A80 in an attempt to recover the fumble.
Okay.
Okay. So we have a pass play, a run play, and another run play.
Gotcha.
So we just need to figure out where this hold occurred in which segment. Now, we talked earlier that the running play is the running play and any loose ball following that running play.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Before recovery occurs. So since even though that this foul occurred during the fumble, it's tied to that run. It's tied to that related run. That hold is related to the run and the fumble.
Right.
Okay. So it's going to be the same example. We're going to enforce 10 yards from the 50-yard line where we have a beanbag on the ground. first and 10 for Team A at the B40. And we're going to be on the ready again. Okay. Beyond the neutral zone. One more.
Okay.
And then we're moving on. Second and 10 at the A30 again. A7 throws a pass to A80. It's caught at the 40. A80 is then stripped by B31 again at the 50. A82 recovers the fumble and runs to the B40 where he's tackled. Just after the recovery by A82, Team B fouls again in a 10-yard variety. So now again, we have a pass play.
Yep.
We have a running play. And we have a second running play. This time, we have a new running play that occurs once A82 recovers and runs. So since this foul occurred during A82's run,
yep.
Now we're in the last run, so this is a tack-on variety. So this we will tack on at the end of the down.
Yes.
10 yards from the B40
yep.
to the B30 on the ready for play.
Yeah, and so I think you're going to recap this, but mm-hmm. I was going to say a communication again.
Yep.
When you have three segments, a pass, a run, and another run, we need to know, one, all those things happened, and then two, which segment the foul occurred.
Right. So, and that's it.
Yep.
And that's really it. We just need to simply figure out who fouled.
Yep.
During what segment did the foul occur? Was it during a pass? Was it during a run? During a fumble?
Yeah.
If we do these every time, we'll nail it every time. I mean, I think that's important. Maybe practice reporting. Hey, Dwayne, during the pass, there is whatever.
Yeah.
During the fumble, there is whatever. Those terms used will help identify enforcement spot to get us in the proper area. I mean, that's all we got to do is just keep it simple. Which segment, who fouled, and when did they foul, and where did they foul?
Yeah.
And we can nail it.
Yeah. It sounds simple. It should be simple, but if you get out of your routine and your process, then we can mess these up.
And maybe that's just the key point, right? Just figure, have a process.
Yeah.
Have a routine, a reporting routine. Because if we communicate it properly, now we can have not only the calling official that can see the picture, and we can have a second or third official make sure that we get in the right spot. So just communicate it right, tell the story, and it should be pretty clear, in my opinion. But again, just practice these over and over and over again, and they're not that difficult. Just gotta practice them.
Yep, agree. So there's one other one.
Yep.
That you kind of mentioned in the intro, when we're talking about the end of the last run.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of a special enforcement. And to me, well, I'm just going to read. This is Team B personal foul during legal forward pass plays.
Yep.
And I think this is 7-3-12?
Yep.
Something like that. And I'm just going to read it real quick. Penalties for personal fouls by Team B during a completed legal forward pass play are enforced at the end of the last run when it ends beyond the neutral zone.
Mm-hmm.
If the pass is incomplete or intercepted, or if there is a change of team possession during the down, the penalty is enforced at the previous spot.
Right.
Okay, so.
And when you read all those,
yeah.
the check boxes are popping in my head.
Yeah.
When you read all those terms, and that's why this is another one of those where if we can answer questions, it enters this specific enforcements.
Yeah, and it's it's another one where communication will be important, right?
Yes.
And so you can jump in and
yep.
talk about that when I go through some of these. But one interesting note about this to me is the foul occurs during a pass play,
mm-hmm.
but yet we're enforcing it on a run.
Yeah.
So that's a little different than the what you just went through, but.
So let's just talk about that for a quick
yeah.
second. I mean, I mean, logically, they put this in there so the defense can't get away with cheap personal fouls.
Right.
Basically, right?
Yeah.
Because by rule, it would be enforced from the previous spot during a pass play. So I would assume that this is put in there just for the reason for the defense, not to get away with cheap roughing the passers. Well, right. Roughing, I think it's always been.
Roughing's
been in there for a long time.
Yeah.
But other personal fouls.
Yeah, great point. Yeah, I throw a pass and guy runs for 50 yards and we're probably not gonna if this rule weren't in place, probably gonna decline a personal foul just to get that 50 yard. Yeah, right. So good point. So here's some key concepts and this is kind of the checklist that we can go through to figure out how to enforce this. And so the first one is, was there a team B personal foul?
Okay.
Second one, did the foul occur during a completed legal forward pass play? So that one's pretty long. It has to be completed.
Yeah.
Has to be legal in a forward pass play.
Yeah.
So
that's that one's kind of three checks in one.
Yeah, that's overloaded. Did the play end beyond the neutral zone?
Okay.
Did the play itself end beyond the neutral zone? This one's a negative question. No change of team possession during the down. So,
and that's one we'll probably touch on a little deeper. Yeah.
So if all of the above are true,
yep,
we are going to enforce from the end of the last run.
Yep.
Then the end of the last run, just to touch on that. We just talked, there can be two or three runs during the play for the offense. Well, in this one, we're going to not ignore the related runs. Well, this one's a pass play, but and we're going to go straight to the end of the last run.
Right.
To the final one.
Even if it's a fumble, out of bounds, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever your last run rules get to.
Correct. Yep.
Yep.
So let's go through some examples and then hit the check boxes.
Okay.
To see if it helps us out here. So the first one is A, first and 10 at the B35.
Okay.
Quarterback A2 throws a pass to A88 that falls incomplete.
Okay.
Prior to the pass being thrown, B99 is called for illegal hands to the face.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So checklist. There we go. Was there a team B personal foul?
Check. Yes.
Did the foul occur during a completed legal forward pass play?
No.
So we're done.
It's incomplete.
It's incomplete. So since all of the checklist was not true, then we're going to enforce that from the previous spot.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
If all of them were true, we would go to the last run. Obviously, there's no run because there was an incomplete pass. So this is easy.
And realistically, that's what we're looking for: two options, previous spot or end of last run.
Correct.
We have to have them all checked off to go to the end. If we got one off, we're going previous.
Correct.
That's basically what we're doing here.
Yep. Okay. So this one's 15 yards previous from the previous spot.
Okay.
All right. Next one. Similar play. First and 10 at the B35. A2 throws a pass toward A88 that is caught at the B30 while he was grounded. So caught it with his knees on the ground.
Okay.
So that's the end of that pass. It's also the end of that run as well.
Yep.
Prior to the pass being thrown, B99 is called for illegal hands to the face.
Yep. He's good at that.
Okay. Sorry. Just a note. He caught it at the B30 while grounded, which is beyond the neutral zone here.
Yes.
Just make sure. Prior to pass being thrown, B99 is called for illegal hands to the face. Okay. Yep. Let's check box
yep.
time. Okay. Was there a team B personal foul?
Yes.
Did the foul occur during a completed legal forward pass play?
Yes.
Did the play end beyond the neutral zone?
5 yards. Yes.
No change of possession during the down?
Nope.
So that's going to be a yes because it's negative.
Right.
Well, it's got to be a negative.
Yep.
Just for the purposes
gotcha.
Of
yep.
the exercise.
I agree. Okay,
and then, so all of those were true.
Yes.
And so if all are true, we're going to enforce from the last run. This one was easy. There was only one run that ended right away at the B30, so we'll go from there.
And we're going to go full 15 from the 30.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right, next one. A first and 10, B35. A2 throws the pass toward A88 that is caught at the B30.
Okay.
A88, he runs to the B25 where he fumbles.
Okay.
Teammate A22 falls on the ball at the B22.
Gotcha.
So we got a fumble at the B25 and then recovery at the B22.
Yes, sir.
Prior to the pass being thrown, B99 again.
Yep.
Just can't get...
Can't get the hands down.
Yeah. Is called for illegal hands to the face.
Okay.
Let's go through our checklist.
Let's go through the checklist.
Was there a team B personal foul?
Yes, sir.
Did the foul occur during a completed legal forward pass?
Yes.
Did the play end beyond the neutral zone?
It did.
And no change of team possession during the down?
Correct.
Correct. So if all above are true, we're going to go to the end of the last run.
Yep.
And in this case, we had two runs.
We did.
Because we had the first run after the catch, then we had a fumble, and then his teammate picked it up, and the run ended where he recovered the ball.
So. Correct.
So we're going to enforce from there. This is from the B22.
Yep.
So this is half distance, and this will be an automatic first down.
Going to the 11.
All right. I got two more. Here we go. First and 10, B35. A2 is at the B40, 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Uh-huh.
When he throws a quick out pass to the sideline, to A88.
Okay.
A88 is immediately tackled after catching the pass at the B38.
Okay.
So we're still behind the neutral zone. Just after the pass was thrown, B99 is called for roughing the passer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Was there a team B personal foul?
Yes, roughing the passer.
Did the foul occur during a completed legal forward pass play?
It was forward, yes.
Yes. Did the play end beyond the neutral zone?
No, it did not.
All right. So we're done with the checklist. And since all of those items were not true, then... We're going to revert back to basic spot enforcement of the pass play, and we're going to go to the previous spot.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
So 15 yards from the B35, we'll go to the B20 and automatic first down.
Love it.
All right. Last one. Here we go. A first and 10, B35. A2 is at the B40 when he throws a quick pass out to the side zone to A88. A88 catches the pass and runs to the B4 where he fumbles the ball.
Mm-hmm.
The loose ball hits the pylon.
Yep.
Just after the pass was thrown, B99 is called for roughing the passer.
Mm.
All right. So let's go through.
Got a little twist here.
A little twist. Was there a team B personal foul?
Absolutely.
Did the foul occur during a completed legal forward pass play?
Yes.
Did the play end beyond the neutral zone?
It did indeed.
No change of team possession during the down?
That's correct.
We'll touch on that in a minute. We're going to touch on that. And so we have all of those being true.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to enforce it from the end of the last run, which is the fumble spot in this case.
Yep.
Because Tyler did a great job of letting us know what the end of the runs look like. So that was the B4.
Okay.
So we're going to go half the distance from the B4. It'll be automatic first down, first and goal.
Two-yard line.
At the B2.
Okay.
And we're going on the what?
We're going on the snap.
The snap, because it hit the pylon.
Yeah, because the result of the play was a touchback.
So
why isn't there a change of possession?
Great question. So the possession didn't, because the result of the play is a touchback, we haven't actually changed possession yet.
Right. So are we back to belongs to or awarded to one of those terms again?
I'm not sure about that, but I think I don't know.
Yeah,
is there an awarded change of possession? No. I just think, well, there's no change of possession actually.
Physical.
Yes.
That's the way I remember it.
Yep. Until the play is over, And then we kind of switch him around and right. I guess chop it in and change the possession happen. This is not like an actual possession happened, right?
Yeah.
The ball just went out of bounds in the end zone because that's where the pylon is.
Right. The way I always try to remember it is simply this, because this used to fool me a lot a few years ago. And it's just simply this. If there is physical possession during the down, team B's in physical possession, control, body part, inbounds, all that stuff. You know, we have to have the criteria of a catch and recovery rule to get to possession has changed, to get to previous spot enforcement on this.
Correct. Yeah. And we got to remember it says change of team possession. Mm-hmm. And so just fumbling the ball, obviously you lost possession, but no one has ever gained it. So that's another way to look at it.
Yep.
So there you go. There's the checklist. I'll put it.
It's a great checklist.
On the show sheet. Show notes.
Yeah.
And you can look at them, use them if you want. If not, whatever works for you. But that's the general.
This is a simple way to do it.
Yep.
Another way. Another simple way to do it. Just to practice the general terms of how we get from previous spot enforcement to end of last one run enforcement. Great job. I love it. It's a great job. Right. Cool. What do you got? Anything else?
No, that's about it.
That's about it.
I think we're done with
this. This is the end of this run?
This topic. I see what you did.
Huh? Hey, I mean, trying to keep it light.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, that's it for today. It's nice. You know, we've had some long ones the past few weeks, so here's a short one for you to get some of your time back. So we appreciate you guys hanging out. And so I hope we fulfilled some of the questions that were sent to us and simplified some things. And so we'll see. Great topic. This is something that just needs to be practiced over and over and over again. It's not that difficult. Just practice it.
I agree. Yep, practice.
Okay, Dwayne, until next week.
Until next week.
See you later.
Yep.
Bye-bye.